Bless the Lord, all you angels, you ministers who do his will. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. My nephew Isaac has just joined the United States Military Academy, commonly known as West Point. And I could not be more proud of him as his uncle. Before his first day of class, though, he had to undergo cadet basic training, which is affectionately called Beast Barracks. Put simply, it is a beast. For 6 weeks, these young cadets are tested in mind, body, and spirit. And not all of them pass the test. For example, in the class of 2020, of the 1,308 cadets who arrived for Beast Barracks, only 1,276 successfully completed cadet basic training. That's an attrition rate of 2.5%. And they have not even started their studies at West Point. The final rite of passage at the end of Beast Barracks consists of a 12-mile march from Camp Buckner, where they conduct Beast Barracks, back to West Point. They are dressed in their formal uniforms, and they march in orderly formation. When they enter Washington Road, named in honor of that great general and first president, they see family and friends lined on the sides of the streets to cheer them on in their final few feet. They have taken their first faltering steps to be soldiers in the U.S. Army. But notice the first lesson these cadets had to learn. You cannot defeat the enemy outside, the communists and the Nazis, until you first defeat the enemy inside, your laziness, your ego, your selfishness. You must master yourself before you can master the world. The scriptures suggest that the angels have endured their own version of Beast Barracks, and now they march in lockstep formation, fulfilling God's will flawlessly. Revelation chapter 2, our first reading, recounts an otherworldly war between good angels led by Saint Michael and the wretched angels led by Lucifer, the dragon. It was an angelic test before the beginning of time, and tragically, not all the angels passed it. Indeed, when Revelation states that the dragon swept 1/3 of the stars from the sky, We should interpret that as symbolic language, that one third of the angels failed that tremendous test and followed the dragon, Lucifer, Satan, the beast, down to Hades, the underworld of despair and desolation. However, two thirds of the angels passed the supernatural beast barracks and marched in perfect precision behind Saint Michael and were greeted by the glory of God. That perfect parade seems to be what Jesus intimates when he tells Nathanael, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The phrase ascending and descending, I take to mean marching in military formation before Jesus, the inspecting general. But notice the angels had to fight an inner war against their own importance before they could successfully wage war against others, even other angels. Just like cadets at West Point, so angels in heaven must master themselves before they can master the world. My friends, I would like to take this analogy of beast barracks a step further and suggest to you that our whole earthly sojourn should be seen as a sort of cadet basic training. We are undergoing our own beast barracks for 70 or 80 years for those who are strong, as Psalm 90 verse 10 attests. But bear in mind that beast barracks is less about fighting the enemy outside of us as it is about fighting the enemy inside of us. Often we mistakenly believe that my enemy is my argumentative spouse or my no-good nosy neighbor or the boss who cares about profits more than people, or the Democrats, or the Republicans, or Lucifer and his legions. But I would suggest to you that our military training is best directed to defeating the enemy within. Our pride, our laziness, our lustfulness, our gluttony, our gossipiness, our alcoholism, our supersensitivity, our biases, our drug addictions, our prejudices, our ambitions, our arrogance, our greed, our backbiting, our passive-aggressive behavior, our small-mindedness, our cowardice, our overreactions, our underreactions, our exaggerations, our vanity, our anger, our impatience. In a word, all our inordinate self-love. We cannot become masters of the world until we first become masters of ourselves. And then, one day, when our earthly beast barracks concludes, we will march in lockstep in that parade of the perfect, which will include both men and angels, and pass as a great, mighty army before our general, Jesus Christ. And he will survey his soldiers, angelic and human, with proud, and I pray with a pleased eye. Praised be Jesus Christ.